It's been an incredible 24 hours for Nordic skiers Keegan Randall from Anchorage and her Minnesota teammate Jessie Diggins. The pair made history in Italy yesterday, winning the first World Championship gold medal in cross-country skiing for the U.S. They dominated the skate sprint event from the beginning, but had to recover from a mishap late in the race, APRN's Annie Feit reports.
On her final sprint leg, Jessie Diggins was hoping to tag off to Keegan Randall in first place. She started hammering up the biggest hill on the course, trying to create a gap between herself and the rest of the field. But in the gritty and unpredictable world of sprint racing, anything can happen, and in an instant, Diggins lost her left pole.
The Finnish girl behind me stepped on my pole basket, and the pole came right off my hand. And I remember just looking at it, seeing my empty hand and going, oh, man. But then I thought, you know, like, most of the rest of the course is flat or downhill from here anyway. I can make it. And so I think I actually, like, sped up because I was like, I need to keep dropping them. Even with one pole, I need to drop these guys.
Alaska Pacific University coach Eric Flora did his own sprint to get Diggins a new pole at the top of the hill. Keegan Randall was taking it all in on a big screen as she prepared to ski the final leg of the race. She says it was incredible to watch.
At first, you almost couldn't tell she was skiing without a pole, and then you realized that she was skiing even faster, dropping the field. She got that new pole so quick and got right back in there. It was like nothing even happened. And then she found another burst of energy to get even bigger lead coming to the stadium. It was so cool. I was in the exchange, so I'm getting so excited.
Randall skied a commanding final leg and wasn't challenged down the finishing stretch. She stood up and pumped her fist, coming across the finish line with a huge smile on her face.
The whole team just really came together. We had awesome skis. Our teammates that weren't racing were on the course cheering like crazy. So it was a really cool day to cross that finish line, win the gold, and then be able to share it with the whole team.
Jessie Diggins agrees.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things ever was like seeing the look on the coaches' faces and to just see them like high-fiving each other and see all our teammates, you know, hanging over the fence, pounding the boards. It was like, that was pretty sweet.
Diggins is just 21 years old, and before this race, she had only skied two World Cup team sprints, winning silver and gold in those events. She says she pulls out her best performances in team competition. Randall has had several World Cup finishes at the top of the podium and won a silver medal at the World Championships in 2007, but she says this win was different.
It blows all my individual stuff out of the water. I mean, it was so much fun to cross the finish line, fall down in the snow, have Jessie come running out and get to share that moment right there. And it's so much fun to do it as a team. I used to wish for a teammate that could help me be competitive at this level. So it's super fun to finally make it happen. And, and it was great to have all of our other teammates there as well.
Both women say the win gives them confidence heading into the Olympics next winter in Sochi, Russia. In the meantime, the World Championships continue for the rest of the week in Italy. After that, the team has three more weeks of World Cup racing before the season wraps up. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.